When we look at the rural area of the MD, they've got, say, funding for 1.3 million, 1.2 million. Well, then we look at Letterkenny Town Centre, the town itself, and we've got funding for about 550,000. It is not near enough. I mean, I made the argument that a low Letterkenny would only have somewhere in the region of 7.2, 7.3 kilometres of road. We have by far the biggest volume of traffic right across the MD. And our roads in Letterkenny, everybody can see it, are disintegrating in front of us, and we need to get them fixed, and we need to get them fixed fast. It doesn't take a lot of money if we keep putting the money in at the right times and fixing the right roads. But at the minute, the roads in Letterkenny are going down the hill very quickly. They're becoming very potholed. They're becoming unsafe. We haven't even got the funding and the money available to line the roads to make them safe. And this is affecting those people who are learning to drive and taking their driving test, because I've heard that back from many, many driving instructors.
In particular, you made the point of the Long Lane in Letterkenny, an area where there's probably in excess of 800-900 cars in total, given the number of houses up there. That road, you said, is most definitely becoming unsafe, and it will need, rather than patchwork here, patchwork there, it needs a major resurface.
Yeah, look, and the council, to be fairness, have been repairing the Long Lane. There's a main arterial route. There's 600-plus houses off the Long Lane. So as you say, there's 800 or 900 cars at least on a daily basis using it. But unfortunately, the patchwork quilt is now fraying at the edges. It's breaking up. The ramps in it, there's potholes around them. There's a lot of gouges all the way up the road. And at this stage, I think it's becoming very unsafe for car users and indeed the many, many pedestrians that walk that road as well.